this one too.
Testes. 1, 2, 3.
Whoa. Testicles.
Testicles. He is my favorite Greek hero. He's the most manly of the Greek heroes.
From the land of Testicles. You shall bow to my God, the Lord and one and only Testicles.
y'all adjusted there, Larry? Because I'm leaving all this in. I hear a lot of boom noise. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, yeah. Boom, boom. Let's go back to my... We're going to do that again. Geez.
Wow. It's all over the place right now. I don't know where it was.
This show so far is literally just... This show is what a monster drink tastes like right now. It's just fucking mayhem. It's just motocross and caffeine.
You'll buy the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
I actually had to voice those back in the day in West Texas. What was it?
Super Monster Truck National.
West Texas Raceway. The asphalt action track of West Texas. I literally got to say Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. No. See Big Daddy Don Garlitz. Wow.
Grave digger.
Bigfoot. Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff.
I kind of want to take Owen to one of those things in Anaheim. Just I've never been to one, and I just want to see his reaction when he just sees those big, stupid monster trucks come out and just crush stuff.
I think at some point you got to have the experience either yourself or with your kid at least once. I mean, I grew up with rodeos and with, you know, dragster racers at a piece of crap raceway out in the middle of frickin' nowhere oil fields. Yep. And the people, I could give a crap about the quote unquote sport, but man, the people are a freaking movie. It's crazy.
The same reason I want to take him to go see wrestling one time. I want to go see WWE with him just so I can show him that there's people that believe this shit's real. So it'll teach him in life that you can't always trust everyone.
There's also the danger of him getting addicted to it and actually wanting to always go back, and it becomes his culture.
That's his thing.
My brother's 4 years older than me is like still watches that shit.
Yeah.
And he's completely ashamed to admit it, but like I know every Friday night he's tuning in and watching it. He loves it. And he openly is embarrassed to talk about it.
It's amazing. My older sister's husband, my brother-in-law, Larry, not to shit on my dad because he did things with me, but Larry was, kind of a... You know, big brothers and sisters, that kind of thing. Yeah. And where you go and you kind of mentor a kid. He was kind of that way for me a lot. And one of the things he did one time is take me to a demolition derby out in the middle of, the outskirts of Indianapolis.
Sure.
And there was a figure eight just watching cars T-bone each other. Yep. These beaters. Oh, it was the best.
Yep. The good old days.
There was a pretty major. It's amazing the kind of toys they used to manufacture for kids of my age. But there was, I'm spacing on the name of it. But I had them. They were literally like
Smash Up Derby.
That's it.
Yeah,
you pull the T cord.
Yeah, you pull the T cord. They ram into each other and doors and hoods and everything starts flying off. And that's how you learned about driving safety as a child.
Yeah. That's right.
One was like blue and one was like red and white. Yeah, I remember my neighbor whose older brother was like 8 years older than him had one of those, and we broke it out every once in a while. Those were great.
And much like every other toy from the 70s, always looked amazing on the commercial and never worked that way in real life. And I maybe got 2-3 good plays out of it. I'm still to this day a little, I get anxious around Christmas time because I think finally somebody's going to get me a Rock'em Sock'em Robots, and I still haven't yet. Still haven't.
I'm sorry. You know, sorry about that.
So somebody make a note of that, please.
Just, by the way, wait, hold on. We got to start the goddamn show.
15 minutes in. When the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships in, tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
Hey, it's Andy Chanley. That's Larry Morgan and Josh Fligger and Sam Farmer. God damn it. Sam Farmer's on assignment.
Thou shalt not speak Sam's name in vain.
Sorry, I couldn't get the guitar back in this thing. He's on assignment. But in playoffs, I love your shirt, Larry. Los Angeles Rams. Nice.
Yep.
Oh, vintage.
Yeah, we'll be probably edging into kickoff time here or just the hoopla ahead of time. But that's all right. Well, I'll scoot off and watch and see how badly they lose today.
Nice.
I already got that out of the way. So I
hold on. What you were talking about? Yeah, me too. Yeah, as Josh and I took care of our ass kicking last week with the Browns beating
now
the Steelers.
Now I can enjoy my weekends.
Yeah, and the Colts getting beaten. Oh God, we've already talked about it, by the Bills.
That's got to be painful for both you guys. But
well, you know what? I had a guy I work with is a Buffalo fan, and he never said one thing to me in like the last year and a half. And then the first thing Monday I get to work, I get an IM with a picture of Baker Mayfield. And I'm like, you fuckers, you won one playoff game in 25 years between both of your teams, and I'm going to take bullshit from you?
It may be the only time in another 25 years they get to do this, Josh.
Yeah, so, have it.
You are, who was it? Seth Meyers on Late Show with Seth Meyers, Late Night with Seth Meyers. Seth Meyers grew up a Steelers fan, and he was talking about how he was so disappointed on Monday. Like, he was visibly depressed on his show on Monday, but he talked about how we are so spoiled. We are the most spoiled fans in the world. We've got this string of championships, this tradition that goes back. We completely expect it to be, you know, that we're entitled to this thing, and it just really kills him. So give Cleveland, you got to feel
it. I'm not taking anything away from him, but it's like one of those, when they're rubbing shit in my face, I'm like, listen, tell me about the last 10 first round draft picks you've had that have turned into piles of garbage. And you should be good. You should have been good 15 years ago. So shut up.
Oh, listen to him. Oh, there he goes.
Wow. Oh,
seriously.
Man. Nerve.
Did I mention spoiled fans? Is that, did I?
Yeah. Nice. Hey, nicely played.
Yeah, well, it's over. Good.
All right.
Got that out of my system.
We now know there are two that we can make him gag on demand, and all we have to do is bring up the Browns, and we can make him use a wing nut.
I won't go nuts over the Browns. I go over nuts over dumbass Cleveland fans who every year for 20 years at the beginning of the season goes, this is the year. This is the year we kick your ass, Steelers fans. And then, and then we're just like, okay, whatever. And then the one year that they beat us, they're like, we told you. We knew it. It was going to happen all along. This is our year. It's like, shut up. You're going to lose in the next round anyway.
Hey, guys, before we go any further here, I excuse me, have something that I want to enjoy right in front of you as you do not enjoy it. And that is... That is this.
Faygo. Is that the, what is it?
Oh. Rock. What is it? Oh, it's rock and rye.
I don't even
Faygo
know what
Faygo rock and
like.
Rye. I told you what it tastes like, and I'm going to sample it in front of you and tell you.
Is it red?
It is. It's, like I would say it's kind of ruby.
Like red brown?
Not, yeah.
Like,
not.
Like
it's
a bloody
it's more.
Stool.
Wow.
You know, I'm just, yes. I want to go ahead and apologize for this podcast so far.
Bloody stool. I'll tell you what, it almost smells like a alcoholic beverage.
Like, well, rock and rye is an actual whiskey, by the way. And
rye whiskey is.
Rye whiskey, sure, for sure.
Yeah. So, and also it was a cough syrup or something in the 1800s. Yeah.
What this is like, as I remember it, it was like if Dr. Pepper were a cream soda. So I'm going to have a sip of it here right now.
Dr. Cream.
Oh, jeez.
Hey. Oh my God.
Yeah?
Oh my God, that's good.
Now, is this something that you grew up with and that you remember, or are you just trying that right now?
No, grew up with it. We never got it because we were, dirt poor.
Remember when we used to drink beer on the show?
Yes.
Now we're down to rock and roll. This is what happened. This is what's happening.
Hold on a second. I got to take my whiny dog out. So keep sipping away there.
Oh, is that a euphemism for something? Hey, baby, it's time for me to take my whiny dog out.
Go see a man about a horse.
I'm gonna take out my whiny
dog.
Look
at that guy. Look at him. He won't look.
Look at that baby. I just saw him. Oh, he's sweet. This is nice. Oh, God.
Okay, Larry's out. Yeah, and he's drinking soda. I guess I'm just gonna go.
It's not as peppery. It's not as spicy bitey. as a Dr. Pepper. Yeah, it's not bitey. But it's like a I don't know, like a red cream soda.
What liquor would you mix with it?
Vodka, I think.
What about Captain Morgan's?
Mm-mm.
Would that be too sweet? Mm-hmm. He's pounding that thing.
You could probably go rum. You could probably go rum with this, yeah. But I don't know. My first thought would be go vodka.
Yeah, vodka goes with anything, though.
It really does.
Drink vodka and shoe polish.
it goes with my breakfast most days. Uh-huh. Oh, God. Well, I feel better about myself.
Really? You look satisfied.
I do. You know what? Here's a crazy thing. I told you. Did I tell you this? I was just feeling run down. A week before last. And, like the end of the day, I come to realize, at first I thought, am I sick? And I was taking my temperature. I didn't have any other, symptoms. I just realized I think I was dehydrated and just lack of sleep. More than anything, lack of sleep. And so a week before last, I decided, usually in the evening, I'd have a glass of wine or three. And take the edge off and relax with that. But stop doing that through the week, right? The entire work week, not having anything. And then last week was the birthdays of the girls and so forth. So, toasted with Laura and I call her Laura? Laura? Jesus.
Wait, who is this Laura you've been seeing and drinking beverages with?
One rock and ride. He just wiped out his life.
We're reading the Ingalls books, the Laura Ingalls Wilder books.
Right.
And if I say Laura as Laura Ingalls as Laura Ingalls, she gets pissed at me because that's how my dad would round it off. But she gets mad at me. She goes, "It's Laura." I'm like, okay. And then I get mixed up and I start saying her name.
You know what you do? Anyway. You know what you do? Stop reading books. That's all the problem right there. That will solve every problem in your life. Stop reading books, people.
Something to be said for that. Yep. But anywho, short story long, I just happened to look at the scales a few weeks ago because I was feeling like I was a big tub of shit. And I'm like, how fat have I gotten? And I got on there. I'm like, oh, God damn it. Really? And I looked at the scale this morning. I've lost 6 pounds.
Yeah. Yep.
in the last week, just by having a little, slightly smaller portions, drinking a little more water, and not having alcohol through the week, in 2 weeks, 6 pounds.
That's it. That's really all it takes.
Yep. That's honestly. And I'm sure this rock and rye is going to help.
Yep. I think, well, there we go again. A little pure cane sugar in there. A little corn syrup, maybe.
How many of those did you grab?
You're goddamn right. There's only one.
Oh. You're good here with us.
Yeah, I'm going to have this done in 5 minutes.
Oh, listen to that effervescence.
This quality podcast material right there.
Yeah.
Because people love hearing your slurping noises.
It's really nice. Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
Speaking of food products, we'll say.
All right.
And you, I wanted to tell you something. I forgot to mention it last week. Something that you have brought into my life.
Oh, the green pan.
Is it the pan?
The green pan.
Yeah.
The green pan.
I saw somebody asking about that on Facebook, and you finally, I couldn't remember the name of it either. Yeah.
So yeah, we had a couple of other people interested in that, some of our yaffers on the Facebook page. And yeah, I'm preaching to everybody I can who's into that. And I'm very excited to hear the results.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Really?
Oh my good God.
And is it and Laura approved?
Yeah. She looks at it like, I don't know what the fuck that's made of. So, all right, if you say so. anywho, so I get the thing, right? Yeah. And then the next morning, I decide I'm going to make myself an omelet. So, and you've got to understand, as we mentioned before, we've gotten rid of, we haven't had Teflon in the house in 15 years or more. And we switched over to all cast iron. I've got one steel revereware pan with a very thin steel, you know, and then one all clad, saucepan, the small one like that. And the all clad's what I was usually using. But even that, the stainless steel is not smooth enough and it gets too hot. Yep. So egg just sticks right to it, right? And you can't flip. And I'd flip something and it just looked like a fucking abortion. Part of it would flip, other part wouldn't. And it was just really driving me nuts. So Larry comes to my rescue, knight in shining armor. Mm-hmm. I picture you riding on a fine Arab charger with a kiss the cook apron.
Sir testicles.
Instead of testicles. I prefer to be a centaur, if you wouldn't mind. Okay. Half man, half horse. I'd like the horse to be the head part.
Never mind. Instead of a jousting spear, you were carrying a green pan, and you handed it to me.
Clang.
And clang. And so anyway, I get this thing out, and I put just a little tiny dollop of butter in the pan, and warm it up just a little bit. And I take two eggs, put them in a mug, and I beat them just slightly. And by the way, I was talking to Silas. There was a recipe that I saw once where it says two eggs slightly beaten, and I just imagine two eggs with this look on their face.
Oh.
Just, you know, kind of beaten by life.
Yep.
Anyhow, so I beat the eggs. Just
or they're both into S&M and they like it.
Exactly. So I whip the eggs.
A gag ball.
Bring out the gimp.
Assless chaps. Yeah.
So I beat the eggs, put in a little bit of half and half, right? And a little salt and pepper, and pour that into the pan. And what happens next is the beginning of a miracle. I don't know how to describe it any other way.
Did you use any sort of oil or spray?
A little butter. Just a tiny bit of butter.
I missed that part.
And that was it. Yeah, just a half teaspoon of butter. Not very much at all.
That's all you need. Just something to lube it up. You know what I mean. You could have spit in your hand, too. Sorry.
I just want to point out that that was Larry and not me saying that.
That was Testicles who said that. Hold on. I need another drink of Rock and Rye.
Okay. Jesus.
Ooh. Boy, so far in the show, we've listened to Andy drink Rock and Rye, and now we're getting into the meat of it when we're talking about him making eggs.
Trust me, people are so happy we're not talking politics.
Yeah.
they're over to it.
Exactly.
Anywho, where was I? Oh, miracle. Eggs. So it starts to, you know, like when you go to a buffet and you go to the omelet station and you see they've got those nonstick, you know, pans and they're on their little burners and they pour the stuff in there and starts to, you know, cook around the sides and then they lift the edges and pour the, you know, top of it underneath so it all gets cooked before they flip the thing. I felt like I was one of those guys because everything was working perfectly. I started to have this out-of-body experience. where everything was all evenly cooking and looking golden and fluffy. And then I turn around and I go over in front of the sink because I like to do, didn't know what was going to happen. Quite often it's just a total disaster. So over the sink, I push the faucet to the side and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. It looks like it's jiggly in the pan. Let's see if we can flip this. I take it, and I make that motion to flip it up in the air. I heard the holy cherubim sing from heaven. As it floated on the air and gently pillowed down into the pan again, perfectly flipped. I couldn't believe what was going on. I don't think my toes were touching the floor. I turned around and went to the stove again, and I sprinkled a little queso on top of there, took the spatula and flipped it over on its side, leaned the pan on its side and slid it out on the plate. I felt like in that movie with what's his name, the guy from Fight Club, counselor. I lost time. I don't remember exactly what happened, but it was magical, and it's something that's been missing from my life for so fucking long.
Wow.
And I owe you, Larry.
No.
Thank you.
I am happy I could have brought the green pan in your life. We have to give Charlotte all the credit in the world. She went out and found it. And I did the same thing this morning. I made just a couple of over easy little wilted greens. Those babies were cooked perfectly, just slid right out of the pan onto my plate. Didn't break a yolk, nothing left behind.
No, wait. What did you make?
I made a couple of eggs and some wilted greens.
You made fried eggs and you just put greens in the fried eggs?
No.
Fried eggs?
No, a little bed of wilted greens first. I wilted some greens in the pan with a little garlic and a little oil.
I see.
Made a bed of greens and then did my eggs and very gently nestled them over the bed of greens with a little Parmesan, some herbs du Provence.
You cooked the eggs in a separate pan?
Nope, same pan. Just after the greens, immediately after.
Oh, you did the greens, removed the greens, then did the, I thought they were together.
Nope.
Now I understand.
Okay.
Now I understand. Well, I will allow that.
Well, good, because I did it. It was delicious.
But thank you. Uh-huh. You've changed my life. And thanks, Charlotte. Fuck you. Thanks, Charlotte.
Yeah, that's my point. I'm not as smart. I'm not good at things. She saves me every time.
That's good stuff. Yeah. Did you guys have something you want to get to, or did you want to go straight to talking about the projects that are in progress here at the house?
I got some projects.
I like to throw red meat to the people who.
Let me see if I can come up with any kind of topic real quick, but so we can kill time, and suddenly it's an hour and we won't have time for a project.
You know what,
Josh?
Did you
said you had a project? What was it?
Well, this week I put my Facebook account on. I didn't delete it. What do you call it when you suspend it?
I think it's something like that. But you still have it. It's just not available or visible, right?
Yep. I said this week I'm going to try. I'm just going to see if I'm just going to. I don't need that. I don't need this. I don't think I need this in my life anymore. And I just,
that's a good idea, man.
And I just did it. And I did that like on Wednesday. And I haven't. The only habitually I find myself grabbing my phone and going like being like, oh, I should go to Facebook, but it's like I don't want to. It's just because I'm bored or so, you know, I mean, I've got 30 seconds and I catch myself doing that now and I'm like, just stop, you don't need to do that. And it's really refreshing. It's really good. I found myself going there and slowly realizing that every time I'm done with Facebook and I close out of it, that I feel worse than when I actually went on it. And it's like, why am I even doing this?
I think that's a common response. It's been that way for a lot of people for a while. It's amazing how liberating that is. I think the only reason, probably Andy's the same way. Andy's never on the damn thing. But the only reason I'm continuing to keep my account open, which I barely post anything anymore, is one, so I can kind of keep the, you know, interact with your artificial friend stuff. Right. And for work, I kind of have to because K-Earth's account is linked to my account. So I have to keep it open. But
no, I know you guys do. It's just that it's when this the whole thing started, this whole Facebook thing started, I was like, this is a great platform to keep track of some, especially for people like me that have moved 3,000 miles away. It's, mm-hmm. it's a great way to stay in touch with these people that I grew up with, you know, most of my life. And that's the way it started out. And it is not like that anymore. And
the high school and college connection was such a big deal. I mean, it was like, if you think about when I graduated college back in the 1860s, when I graduated college, nothing like this existed. I moved away from Texas. What's that?
Does it hurt you that neither of us said, wait, hold a minute.
No, I didn't expect you to stop me.
Did you say 1860s?
Yeah. Okay. I exaggerated for effect. But I think this was probably the case for most of us, is that there is a gap of time between when you graduated from high school to when you actually had like a Facebook account, which was the biggest way to connect. And if you think about it, the amount of time between those two times, and I left town. I mean, you guys both left your hometown. I left town right after high school and really didn't go back. So all these people I knew really well, kept in touch with a couple of them, mm-hmm. but to experience their journey from post high school to who they were as adults was fascinating because I didn't know anything about them. And it's like, literally, it was like, wait, you became a fucking preacher? You were the most obnoxious kid in the world. Right. Or the guy who became a professor. And I was like, what? That gap to me was fascinating. That wore off really quick. And a lot of them grew up to be assholes.
That's what I was right about to say. It's like, I realized, maybe like a year or two ago that the people that I liked when I was a kid, I don't really like them that much now. And I don't have, and the only thing I had common with them back then is that we like to drink beer in the woods or something. But now I'm like, we don't really have much in common at all. And our beliefs are not even close to being the same. And I don't wish you any ill will, but I don't need to see what you believe in all.
Well, when you're growing up, you are in an environment you had no choosing and you adapted to, whatever, peer group seemed to work out for you best. But, you do a lot of growing and changing and evolving in that time. Right. And so do they. And it's really interesting. I mean, I maintained a couple of close friendships from high school and that's it. And that was plenty. And more from college, a couple from college. But since then, it's been more like work-related. Yeah, and I think probably, and both of you guys, it's probably also, unfortunately, now you're trapped in a different sort of environment, which is you have to be friends with your kids' friends' parents. And that's, you've mentioned that before, Andy, the connection with school parents that you kind of become friendly with because you're going to be stuck with them for a while.
And that's what I leave that to my wife. She does that stuff.
Good call.
Well, that's what Sam said, when we first started doing this. Mm-hmm. That was the basis of this and the name of this thing of, how many of your friends are really your friends from when you grew up? And how many friends are, from your kid's school, other parents, and people that your wife met at mommy and me classes and shit. And I'm like, oh my God, that's fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Who am I? So yeah, there's a heap of that. And yeah, I totally agree with you, Larry. A lot of social media. I'm basically a lazy person.
No, that's not true. That's a dumb thing to say when you're about to go into a litany of household projects that you've been working on. You are not a lazy person. Maybe Laura could argue with that. but I know what you're going to say about that kind of digging into that world. I think it's less about being lazy for you as much as you have the right attitude, which is it's just not that important to you.
It is just not that important to me. I just don't give that much of a shit about the last sandwich you had.
And I think that's a healthy attitude, or that you are checking out what other people think of what you post, that it doesn't matter that much to you.
Right, right, right.
Which is surprising to me because of the enormous ego you have. So that's...
It is. It's shocking.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's such narcissism that...
It's just lived on itself. Yeah.
Wow. But it's so true. It's like I have zero fucks left to give about just about anything, what people think about it. And, you know, it's like, okay, last week we got pretty heavy politically, and we won't do that again this week. But, you know, in my back of my mind, I'm like, is that going to turn some people off? And then I realized how liberating. You don't give a shit.
I honestly don't. He says he doesn't give a shit, but guess what? His shed has a Facebook page. it's got about the same amount of followers too. I've seen it.
my next shed has a Kickstarter. Yeah. okay,
hold on. You guys keep talking. I'm going to go block Andy's shed. Hold on.
Hey,
I'm going to report it.
So have you guys?
It made racist remarks.
showed a nipple.
Have you guys ever lost a skill? like there's something that you knew you could do all the time routinely, then all of a sudden you just can't do it anymore.
Huh.
Never had that many to begin with. So
well, no, I'm talking like basic skills. I found out within the last 2 months that I've lost the ability to open a can with a can opener. I can't explain it. I've brought Cindy down. I made her watch. I'm like batting 250 when it comes to opening up a can with a can opener.
Well, is it because maybe the materials have changed, or
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm flat. One day I'll get a perfect cut because I'm opening up more cans because the dogs, right? And because they have the dog food. And one day I'll open up that can and it will pop right off and it'll be a perfect cut. The next day I got to go get a crowbar and a welding torch to get that thing open because I've butchered it so bad.
What you need is an electric can opener.
No, that's just another.
Oh, those are ridiculous.
Yeah, we used to have one when I was a kid.
Yeah, we all had one. It was a modern convenience that took up a block of space on the. It's like, really?
Yeah, but now they've got those under.
Also tilted, you know, so it's like anything juicy in there was spilling out everywhere.
But yeah, now they've got the unplug it and go wipe it underneath the sink.
No, now they've got the under the cabinet ones.
Oh, then how am I going to clean that?
Yeah, so it sprays off into the... Yeah, it's a big mess waiting to happen. That's ridiculous. You get yourself the plain old $4 metal can opener that you would just...
Oh,
yeah.
You know what? They came out with one like 10 years ago or something. I can't remember who did it, but it was like, I don't know, it was like the size of an avocado or something, and it was this electric opener that was like handheld, and you just went... Put it on there and
I've seen that
battery operated one.
That might. No, I think it's electric, but that might be your. Maybe it's battery. Maybe it's battery. I don't know. I don't have the problem that you have.
Big stupid can over with running a cord into. It's like a hair dryer.
When's your birthday again, Josh?
Oh no!
It's the day the Civil War ended.
April 14th, 1866?
Nope. Year was off by a year, and you were off by 5 days.
April 9th, 1867?
Four.
Five. Shit.
65, 65.
Okay, I've got what Andy's is. He's lost the skill to subtract. So
he said off by one. I didn't know which way.
Hey, sorry. Owen was doing tell me if you think this is weird. But Owen was doing a search. What do you call those puzzles where you search for the word?
Words. It's called a word search.
Wow. There's quite a list of things you've forgotten how to do.
And it was.
Hold on a second. Can we just revel in that for a second? I'm sure you were thinking that there was some like Sudoku type name for it or something. What do you call the thing? The thing where you search for the word.
Yeah.
Well, he had one of those and it was like on farms, right? And it was like part of his homework and I was helping him with it yesterday and it got to the part with like cows and it was like milk, and then it had something else. And then one of the words was teat. And I'm like, what the fuck? You couldn't think of any other word to put in this word search but teat. So I had to find teat in a crossword. What was this? Probably yesterday.
How long did it take, or did you just milk it for as long as it would go? Thank you.
I found it right away.
I haven't. This isn't a skill so much. I've thought about this the other day, but this is something that I used to experience in my childhood and maybe adolescence that I don't have this experience anymore. And you guys know what ASMR is? ASMR yes. is this, that tingling sensation. There's been a lot yes. of talk about it and studies about it recently where, and there are YouTube videos with people talking low and slowly yes. and crinkling paper and yes. making, it's this sensation that you get. They liken it to like a brain orgasm. There is this pleasurable tingling sensation that occurs in the brain. And when you hear certain frequencies, certain voices talking at a certain level, it's a weird phenomenon. And since nobody really knew what that was or talked about it that much, I only started hearing about it over the last couple of years when it became mm-hmm. a thing. And now it's this huge deal on YouTube and other places. And I immediately linked it to a very specific place, which was in my Texas history class, one of my schoolmates, and I'm not kidding you, his name is Darwin Winkler. And whatever image you are creating of what Darwin Winkler looked like, that's correct.
Okay,
he was super smart. I mean, if it was an 80s nerd movie, the name would match the look. But he was a cool dude. He was really smart, and he sat right behind me. And our teacher let us, you know, chat when we got our work done, but we had to keep our voices low. And there was something about Darwin's voice, and he would talk to me, and we whatever we were talking about, he would. But he kind of had this droning kind of voice, and it was kind of like that. And more than a few times when we were just sitting chatting about bullshit, I would get this, just this thing. And it really hit me because I didn't know what it was, and nobody knew what that thing was. There wasn't a name for it at that time. And I had to sit there and check myself and go, am I attracted to Darwin Winkler? Because it was such a pleasurable experience. And I didn't have that with anybody else. But then over time, there would be these times where, whether it was on television or radio or a commercial or something, and there would just be this kind of sensation. And until I read about it, and obviously it stuck in my mind enough because it was so like, what is going on here? I can't even describe it to people. They'd think I was so strange. It is a very common response in the brain now, and except I haven't had it since I was a kid. Never happens anymore. I've even listened to some of these ASMR videos and, you know, or meditated and listening to guided meditations or anything like that. Never happens anymore. And I wonder if it's just like changes in my body, changes in my brain, or if I just don't have the ability to kind of absorb. I can't experience pleasure anymore.
Joy anymore.
Have you guys ever had that experience? Does that ring a bell with you at all?
Not with Darwin Winkler, no.
No?
I kind of get that.
Let me get him on the podcast sometime. Yeah. And let's see.
Hit him up on Facebook.
I wonder if, have you tried it with like headphones and a very,
Yeah. No, I've tried it. I've experimented with some of these videos because, especially with the ones that get like a really high response, and it just doesn't have that effect on me anymore. But I remember it so specifically to the point where I remember who it was, where I was, what was going on. It's very linked to a time and place because it was so, it is literally just kind of this wave of mild euphoria, and I can't describe it other than just.
I kind of get that when I hear Andy say phasia. He says that, it's like I feel that a little bit.
Okay.
And then leather. Yeah. And then I get a little bit of leather.
Well, it's normally not associated with sexual. Oh,
well,
you know,
that happens, response. Then I close my eyes and I start going, grandma pooping, grandma pooping, grandma pooping. And then it just goes away and everything's okay.
Oh, wow. Wait, say that again because I just got the nicest. Yeah.
Got a little tingle?
Can you say that again, Josh?
Grandma
over
pooping,
and over
grandma
again?
Pooping, grandma pooping, grandma pooping. That will cure a semi any day of the week. you get one of those unwanted creepers coming up on you, just start, close your eyes, start going, grandma pooping, grandma pooping, grandma pooping.
Hey, that's a great topic. When was the last time you got a really embarrassing spontaneous erection? Anybody?
Well, get ready for one, because I'm about to. I'm about to drop a bomb.
Okay.
Oh no.
Gutters. The gutters are 100% finished. 100. All the flashing is done. They are done. I've put the rain barrels back where they need to go. I put the rain catchment tube back and installed that in the downspout. We are 100% ready for rain, and there's none in sight.
Yep.
It's 88 degrees and clear.
88 degrees right now.
Yeah.
It is balmy outside.
Yeah, start pulling that above ground pool back out and fill that baby up. Because
there is not a fucking chance of rain at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when are you going to test? Do you have to wait?
I didn't spray some water up on the roof to test it out. Of course I did. Of course I did.
But I knew it. You know what I
moved on to today? There's you know where the in the backyard.
Before you move on, Andy?
Yeah.
Because I actually can contribute to gutter talk today. I will be doing my own gutter project when we get off the Zoom today.
No, you aren't.
I am. It's not going to be fixing. It's not going to be repairing. It's not going to be quite as ambitious.
You're cleaning out the gutter?
We do have rain on the way. And we also have a massive number of California pines towering above our property, which is lovely, except it has been windy. It has been dry. And the moment a gust comes up, our whole fucking roof gets covered with those needles. And I know that last time we had a pretty decent rainstorm a couple of weeks ago, I could see a couple of places where it was just, you know, coming over the side of the gutter. And it's like, I got to get up there. So good old Handy Larry is getting up on the ladder. And I'm going to start scooping that crap out.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I cleaned out one length of gutter that's been up for, I don't know, 6 years, I want to say, seven years. It's been up on along the guest house, and I went to put flashing in there, and I get up, I'm like, holy God, there's a half inch of dirt in here.
Yeah.
Like asphalt and stuff that had come down from the tree, palm tree, and just accumulated in there. I filled, those 5 gallon pickle buckets, the 5 gallon plastic buckets.
Yeah.
Pickle buckets?
Well, that's what we used to call them because it's where we, like years ago, 40 years ago, you could get them from my sister worked at Burger King. And they could get
that's
these.
That's where the pickles came from.
Okay. Yeah, that's what Ma and Pa made us carry our books to school in.
But they weren't that commercially available. Like you couldn't. I don't think that was a ubiquitous thing. You could just go buy one of those. It's before they. You could go to Home Depot and they had the handy Home Depot guy bucket.
What is the matter? Is somebody already called dibs on the Whopper buckets?
Yeah, I guess so. Anywho, what the fuck was I talking about? Oh, so I cleaned that thing out there with a trowel. There was like 10 inches of dirt in the bottom of that thing over the course of, like an 18, 20-foot gutter. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. So I don't relish what you're doing. But good on you, Larry, for doing some...
Yeah, do a little home time, fun time stuff today.
I'm going to try flushing my water tank today, and I'm curious to see what kind of crud comes out of that.
Ooh.
Have you guys ever done that before?
No, because a year after moving in here, my water tank took a shit and I had to have it worked on. I guess they flushed it then. But then just this last year, it died again.
Yeah.
So I had a whole brand new one.
Well, this is year two of the brand new one. So I'm like, I need to do it. And kind of just curious to see what the LADWP is pumping into my system.
If you are still using that company for your air conditioning needs, they should do it for you if you ask them.
I think they,
if you have a brass fitting for
I do. That's why I got it. I think you just
if you have a brass fitting for it, I think they'll do it for you.
Hey, guess what? I'm not going to do today.
Nice.
I'm not flushing my water heater because they should be coming out soon to inspect the heater for winter. Yeah. Meanwhile, it's January. They do their inspection thing. They haven't done it yet. Now I think about it. I got to call them.
Yeah. Yeah, they did mine months ago.
Yeah.
So so what's next in line, Andy? I'm glad you asked, Larry.
Number one, in this last week, under the automotive pavilion, I strung some market lights. It's so nice. And it activates from inside my house, right by the back door, the switch right there.
Nice.
Yeah, lights come on, market light. It looks like a festival.
Did you pitch having a little romantic tete-a-tete with the space heaters and the market lights?
A little outdoor coitus.
I told you she already pissed on that, I don't think.
But did you offer up the fact that you could make love in the grass with her?
The one about the grass part of it. No, I didn't. I'll have to bring that up. I'm going to bring that. Thank you.
You might want to go out there ahead of time, check for some dog dirt.
Hold on. Let me write this.
You're rolling around with some dog crap.
Yeah, he's making a note of it. Yeah. By the way, I would like to know next week how less enthusiastic about that she is than she was about the original idea of just sitting and drinking wine with you. Have sex with you outside? No.
Larry?
Yeah?
Don't hurt me.
Was that hurtful?
Hurtful.
I apologize.
So let me just get right to the next project.
Yeah, please. Okay.
Are we done with gutters then? Can we put it? Can we tack the lid on this?
I think gutters. Well, after Larry's done. By the way, have you seen this commercial? They've run it like on CNN and Fox News and whatever. It's these gutter covers.
Yes.
This gutter cover stuff. And it's like people are there, all old people and a homeowners association are sitting for this symposium on this guy's making this presentation. And they're like asking questions. So, do I need a blowtorch to put them on? It's like, no, you absolutely don't need a blowtorch.
Yeah. Well, and then the one guy goes, he's like, do you have trouble cleaning them out? And he's like, yeah, I sure do. And the daughter goes, Dad, I told you not to do that. That's dangerous. You can fall and break your hip. Yeah. That's the one, right? It's terrible.
Do they have to be lime green? No, they come in white and black, actually. Yeah, it's just ridiculous bullshit questions. Anywho, on the back patio where we have the pergola there is a grill, right? Mm-hmm. And behind it, there's just been a patch of river rocks, basically, where you could put planters and so forth. But there's never been anything there as long as we've lived here. Well, it occurred to me that there's like 25 square feet there. If I put concrete there and went all the way to the corner and all the way to the edge of the property, I could have the grill on the other side of that, and it'll be lovely. And I would have much more room to move around, have a little alcove there for grilling times.
Like a grill platform.
Yeah. So I guess I just need to get like 20 bags of cement and find a way to mix them up and dump them. And it's going to be it's a back-breaking bitch. It sounds like, but I've got all the rocks cleared out of there and the dirt leveled.
Oh, nice.
After we're done with this, I'm going to go down to the hardware store. I'm going to get some gravel to put down, and I've got mesh, some wire mesh fencing, to lay down to hold the concrete together. And it's pretty soon here. It's time for me to lay a little concrete.
Yeah. So we got slab gate to look forward to in 2021.
Ooh, I like that. I'm sorry. I like the sound of that.
I'm sorry I did that.
That has a real ring to it.
Reinforced concrete.
Yeah.
This is just step one to your bunker, isn't it? You need to start building bunkers.
Yeah, that's right. Hey guys, did you know there's like a hole in the back part near the fence? And I was thinking, if I just dig about 19 more feet down,
I could go over to underneath the neighbor's place because they're not using it, and I could have a whole new place down there.
Sounds like the musings of someone who's jealous.
Yeah, I don't have a concrete slab.
Nope.
Hey, once you guys get all vaxxed up and you're itching to hang out at Andy's place again, you're gonna eat these words.
All right,
that's my guess.
Okay.
Can't wait to see your big old slab.
Yeah.
As soon as I get that second shot, I'm getting in my car and I'm driving to your place. Literally, as the blood trickles from my bicep, I will be standing in your place, looking around, going, my God, he was right about the slab. And look at those gutters. There's never been a greater. I will feel like I will have the feeling that you had looking at your egg. That will be me looking at your backyard.
Yep. And my omelet?
And, yep.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did I call it an egg?
You call it an egg.
It wasn't just an egg. Not just a freaking egg.
Yeah. It makes it so fluffy and delicious. I feel, Larry, I feel like one extra large egg is enough. I feel like I don't need two eggs.
Oh, wow.
I know.
You're crossing. Oh, wow. One egg.
Ahead. I'd go ahead and splurge, get that second egg in there. Come on.
I know, but I made omelets with two eggs. I'm like, I just don't think I can eat all this.
Oh my goodness.
Jeez. I know. It's, I'm telling you, it's life changing.
Now you've,
the Green Pan.
Now you've,
they should be the sponsor
Andy
of this fucking thing.
Yeah.
The Green Pan should be our sponsor.
Hell yeah.
And beef jerky.
We got one call that I've not listened to. You guys want to hear it?
Sure.
Okay. Let's go.
So I've been trying for the last year or two to get my wife to listen to your guys' podcast.
Oh,
you know, I describe it as what guys would talk about when we're out at the bar drinking beer. So now, after listening to last week's podcast, she's convinced that when guys go to the bar, they talk about President Cox. They talk about insurrections, gutters, and guys puking when they pick up cat puke. Thanks, guys. I don't think my wife's going to listen ever again. I can't wait till the pandemic's over so you guys can go back to beer tasting and Limburger eating. I miss those days. All right, you guys have a good one.
We all do, man.
Enjoy the
we
call.
All
do.
He talked more about politics in this podcast than we did this week.
That was not a typical podcast, but in a way it kind of was. I mean, it was all kind of random bullshit in a way, but yeah.
It's the stuff. Look, if you gloss over shit like that at times like this, then, you know,
right.
I don't think you're being true to yourself.
I guarantee you people were talking about it at the bar. I mean, you couldn't not. And yeah, actually, while we're at it, I will not read this email, but I wanted to acknowledge that we got an email in the Yafsack from Tim Downing, who is a regular listener. And this was specifically directed toward Andy. And I don't mean that in a, an accusing way, Andy. It was just kind of, I think, because we all went on a bit of a rant. But Tim, you know, had some issues with some of the stuff we said. And I will forward this to you, Andy. And Tim, I want you to know that I think there are some points in there that are reasonable. I think there are some points in there that I could refute and argue with you, and maybe philosophically we're on different places. But the best thing about what Tim said was basically he doesn't support, you know, a lot of the stuff we don't support. He just was coming at it from a different angle. He is not a Joe Biden fan, and which is perfectly reasonable. The best thing about his email is that he was very thoughtful, that he was very positive about the podcast. He wants to keep listening. He would prefer we didn't do as much politics. And he ended it with wishing you love, joy, peace, harmony, and all the best as we keep moving on, and maybe a hairball out of Josh, too, which is great. And my point here is that Tim took a lot of time to respond to with his point of view and did it in a way that was perfectly reasonable, whether we agree with every point in his email or not. And that's kind of what we were talking about.
Yeah, that's exactly what we were saying. Exactly.
That's what I'm saying, which is what
I love it.
The discourse, I believe, typically is and should be. And Tim, for that, I appreciate you taking the time, and we thank you for listening, because that's what this is supposed to be about. And that's what we're supposed to be doing, is understand that we're going to have disagreements and philosophically come from different places. And probably both of us are wrong, maybe in some ways. But yeah, I will forward that to you, Andy, if you can choose to respond to it or not. But Tim, I do appreciate.
Oh, yeah. No, I won't respond.
Okay.
But
because you're so fucking lazy. It's not so much that you're lazy, but you're spending so much time, you know, spreading concrete. And
so much time on Facebook.
Well, that's exactly it. And quickly, you know, I realize that not everyone sees the world the way I do. And I think that if everyone realized that and realized that they don't have to kowtow to other people's beliefs, but they should have respect for other people's right to have them. And if civility, if exactly what you said, Larry, and exactly what it sounds like, Tim, the place he was coming from, if that rules the day, then these other things that separate us and divide us become much less important, and we start to celebrate the things that bring us together. And I think that this is how it starts.
Right.
And it's not going to be easy. It's going to hurt for a while. And I think there's a bunch of people that that have been misled. And that happens on both sides of the aisle. But I think that there's one particular area where a lot of people were misled, and they were led to a point that it got really dark. It's and, a really you know, dark time know, in our country. You know, and this is the way it starts to heal. So thank you, Tim, for reaching out in a thoughtful way.
And with that being said, this podcast is probably going to come out Thursday of next week. And I just want to say, you know, thank you to all the police officers. Everybody stay safe.
National Guard.
Next week, we don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be, you know, hopefully everything is just peaceful and there's a smooth transition, but we don't
know. I would love for it to be at least nonviolent would be great.
Yes. And, you know, just, you know, a shout out to all of you first responders, police officers, National Guard, firemen, election officials, all you people, all the frontline workers, just everybody. And everybody just stay safe.
And real quick, I also wanted to acknowledge an email from Heather, who, her subject line in her email was Lyndon Johnson's Johnson. And the body of the email says, Josh was right. And then she included a link, which I am not going to click on.
It's true.
I appreciate it, Heather, but I, frankly, I'm just too afraid.
Do you remember those two biographies? There was like, it was a two book set about Johnson that came out, I want to say like, in the 70s or something, but it was like a popular biography. My friend had read them, and we were talking about Johnson. He's like, he would like take his pecker out and piss on like the White House lawn. Like he would just piss on the grass wherever he was at, and was not afraid to like change his pants and not wear underwear while having like a business discussion and just let his schwants hang out.
Well, he also was famous for just going into the bathroom, taking
expecting
a leak or
people
a dump
to follow,
and continuing business. And he is also the one with that fantastic audio that was taped in his office of I think talking to the
Taylor.
It was like the head of Hager Slacks or something, asking for custom pants, a little looser in the crotch, so his junk wouldn't
Did he say like bunghole like a million times or something? He's like, it's a little tight in the bunghole.
Tight in the bunghole. So yeah,
that's good. That's good.
Linda, but Heather, for this, I mean, just to remind us of last week's topic and the subject line being Linda Johnson's Johnson was amazing.
So is it true what I asked? Is that where the term Johnson came from?
Oh no, I'm pretty sure that's that term was coined. Does that sound right? Yeah, a long time ago. I gotta think that was named after some other Johnson going way back. It was probably in a round of fisticuffs. It was like, from now on, I will make sure that you, Mr. Johnson, will be known as Mr. Penis and vice versa. How dare you, sir?
Just so everybody knows, Larry was doing the ye old timey fist of boxings, the boxing move.
Yes.
Like that.
And twirling my handlebar mustache
while riding a unicycle.
The old 23 Skidoo. Yeah.
By the way, that email address is yourartificialfriends@gmail.com. If you'd like to pass along anything, just keep in mind that if it has a link in it or some sort of attachment, I may not look at it.
And
I'm scared.
That phone number, if you want to call the YAF line, that is 626-657-6428 or amok pm hat.
May I bring up
6-2-6-6-5-7-6-4-2-8.
May I bring up one last Jesus. May I bring up one last topic? Everybody talk over me at the same time. Get it out of your system.
Go ahead.
We are fast approaching the end of the month already, believe it or not, and we have not done a fun, upbeat, musical.
What's it going to be? What's going to be?
I have two suggestions, and I think we take the vote now so we can decide and do it next week.
Right. What's going to be?
This hit me the other day, and I think this could be fun if you guys are willing. Two songs that you are, I guess we could call it guilty pleasures, but two songs that you are embarrassed to admit you have on your phone right now or in your iTunes. Two songs as you scroll through, you go, oh, man, I love this, but it's kind of embarrassing. The kind of song where if you were in a convertible driving up to a stoplight and it was cranked and you looked over and there were people next to you with their windows down, you would immediately turn it down very low. Either that or like one hit wonders or something like that. But if you...
No, this is embarrassing.
All right. We'll call it guilty pleasures.
Can we just do guilty? Because it would be more for me, more like ones that are on my Spotify list or something like
that. Yeah, that's it, whatever your main source of music is.
I would never tell anybody that I like, just something like
that. All right, yes.
Perfect. Absolutely.
All right. Okay, so guilty pleasure songs next week.
I've already got one right now. I already got a bullet in the chamber.
That'll be all fun, no political.
What Alice in Chains song is it?
Hey, I heard Alice in Chains. and I thought about this podcast, and I was like, "Oh man, I gotta go talk to those guys later."
How can people?
Wow,
God! How can people get a hold of you, Johnson?
Larry?
Well, there's another skill I've forgotten since I was younger. Instagram, I'm the Larry Morgan. That's just about the only one I'm looking at these days. So feel free to follow me there.
Nice. You can get me on Facebook, where I'll ignore you, at DJ Andy Chanley. You can find me on Twitter, where I'll ignore you, at Andy_Chanley. And on Instagram, where I'll ignore you, as just one word, Andy Chanley. Josh?
You can find me at Andy Shed on Facebook. I'm kind of running that page for him.
Oh, are you the webmaster in there?
Yeah, exactly. JoshuaJFligger@gmail.com. You can hit me up there.
And your artificial friends on Facebook, which actually does have people interacting with it. And thank God for our own Facebook page administrator.
Aaron Au. Thank you, Aaron.
Who actually is on Facebook occasionally. And
I know you saw it, Larry, but did you see, Josh, the Samsung commercial that Larry put up there?
Yes. My wife saw it and she goes, so I assume you told them about our refrigerator? And I'm like, yeah.
Nice. And when does it arrive? In a month?
Yeah, the countdown's on like February 6th.
Nice. We're going to have to do a very special fridge episode for that. we may have to drop a bonus episode in the feed.
You know what? I'll take my setup and do the podcast live from right in front of my refrigerator. I could set this up in front of the refrigerator. What do you think?
Your refrigerator probably has better sound than you currently do. I kid, Josh, because I love, you know, that.
I think it has a microphone. I might be able to hook it up.
Somehow you come out over the loudspeaker at the supermarket. Where's the butter?
When the people that you know don't like you, and you treasure friendships in, tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
That was fun, guys.
Bye-bye, peeps.
Talk to you soon.